Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I want winners.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And on the line is Radio.com Sports Betting Insider and host of You Better You Bet, Nick Costos. You can hear Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the radio.com app and website. Nick, thanks for joining us on the El Pamani Ford Hotline. El Pamani Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Nick.
Morning, Nick.
What's going on, guys? Great to be with you and, of course, the great people of Chicago on this glorious Football Friday. And I got to be candid with you guys. I'm having a wonderful morning. You know, I got up. I did a spot in Milwaukee a little while ago. That was fun. You know, the Packers obviously lost in the NFC Championship. People in Chicago love that. But as I'm doing it, you know, I roll out of bed and I turn the TV on. And I remember that I bet on this team Zverev, the men's semifinal of the Australian Open, which was started at 3:30 in the morning Eastern, and literally was in the fourth set tiebreak when I turned it on. And I watched Dominic Thiem win my bet. So I've already won a bet since I woke up this morning. What a great country we live in.
That's fantastic. A good Friday, Nick. And you're coming to Chicago this weekend. You're going to be here Sunday for a special Super Bowl edition of You Better You Bet right here in our studios with Joe Ostrowski and Danny Parkins, 9 to 11, live on The Score or watch on the Radio.com app. You Better You Bet is a production of Radio.com Sports and the Action Network. So Nick, what now that you started the weekend in a lucky streak, what's your approach to Super Bowl Sunday, and how big of a day is it for guys who do this like you do this?
Well, I would say that the best bet of the weekend would be my sanitary wipes over this weekend so I don't get the coronavirus no matter where I travel. That would be the best bet number one for me this weekend. But as far as the Super Bowl here and the approach to the game, I would not say this is kind of like a Super Bowl where I look at it and I'm like, wow, like I'm looking to spend a ton of money as far as the side of this game is concerned. I like the 49ers here. Full disclosure, I have futures on the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'm going to win money on the Super Bowl no matter what. They hedged on the 49ers. So I know that I'm going to win here. So I'm not going to have like a huge amount of money on the side of this game because I could really see it going either way in terms of the side. As far as the total is concerned, I do think there's some value here. It's currently sitting at 54.5. It's probably going to go up a little bit as we approach kickoff on Super Bowl Sunday. The angle that I'm going to look at here that a bunch of pro bettors have shared with us this week on You Better You Bet is to take that first half under, but you got to get 27. So if it's 26.5, not as appealing. You want to get 27. That's one of the key numbers where, you know, the thought process is the Chiefs have started slow all season. We've seen it happen in both of their playoff wins, the divisional round against Houston, championship Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. And we know the 49ers are going to want to come out and they're going to want to run the ball a little bit at the start of the game here. So I think the first half under is worth a look. But as far as the props are concerned, I'm going to have a bunch on the props. I think that's really the way that you could potentially beat this market is with prop bets for the Super Bowl. So for instance, right, if you like the San Francisco 49ers to win the game, and you don't want to get plus one, you want better odds than that, you could do worse than betting Jimmy Garoppolo to win MVP, and you get better odds, for instance. So there are ways you can kind of do it, ways you can kind of get around it. But for me, this is not going to be like the typical bet size that I normally have on a Super Bowl side, just because I think it really is kind of a coin flip game between San Fran and Kansas City.
Ever since I cashed a ticket for First Score being a sack, I have loved our First Score being a safety. I have loved the gimmicks. I've loved going after prop bets. It's so much fun to spend a lot of time breaking them down and then just find something that you like and hit it a little bit. Are there any, let's talk props. What Nick, I'm sure you've gone through a lot of these. Which ones jump out at you and where are the best investments in your mind?
Well, so there are different types of props, right? So there are game props and then there are novelty props. And here's what I would say to people that want to bet on Super Bowl and bet like novelty props, like the coin toss, for instance, or like the over-under on the national anthem, which is great because you get like your stopwatch out on your phone and you're timing it and then you stop it and see if you want it at the very end, which is kind of cool. I think all that stuff is obviously like that's not like the best way to make money necessarily, but like chances are if you're betting on that kind of stuff for the Super Bowl, you're doing it for the experience. So kind of set it yourself up with the budget. So if you lose all of those novelty bets, it's okay. Because again, I think probably you, the person listening to this, is kind of doing that for the experience more than anything else. So I'm okay with some of those novelties. And by the way, if you are going to bet the coin toss, it's a scientific fact. Tails never fails. It's free money. Go get it coming up on Super Bowl Sunday. Player props for this weekend that I kind of really like. I kind of feel like, guys, like, Patrick Mahomes is the better quarterback in this game, and I'm not looking to insinuate otherwise here. But it does kind of feel like people are sleeping on Jimmy Garoppolo just a little bit here, right? And I know that he's done like the Bob Greasy impersonation first couple weeks of the postseason in their playoff games, where they haven't had to throw the football because the run game has been so successful, and they bludgeoned Minnesota and they bludgeoned Green Bay. They didn't have to really pass the football. They're going to have to pass the football here on Kansas City. Like, I like the Niners in this game because of their defense, but like, this is not, and I know people have like drawn this comparison, it ain't going to be like Seahawks Broncos was. Like, the first play of that game was a safety coincidentally, but like, it ain't going to be 43-8. Like, the Chiefs are not going to score less than 10 points in this game. Kansas City's going to get theirs to a degree. San Francisco's going to have to throw, and I think Jimmy Garoppolo's passing yards 240.5. Give me that all day. I'll take Jimmy Garoppolo's over passing yards, and I'll feel very good about it. A prop bet that correlates with that on the player side, this is a little bit of a square play, so I think a lot of people are going to have this, and a lot of people are going to like it. I don't care. I want the George Kittle over receiving yards. There's no one on this Chiefs defense that can match up with him. Kittle's done nothing in the first two games in the postseason. They haven't needed him to. They're going to need him on Sunday. I just don't think anyone on Kansas City can cover him. So I'm looking at George Kittle and his over passing yards. How about first touchdown of the game? I'm going to take a shot on this one. So like, it's 40-1 for a reason. It's probably not going to win. But I think there's a case to be made for the big man, the fullback, Kyle Juszczyk, for the Niners to score the first touchdown in this game. Kyle Shanahan, the mad scientist, guys, has got 2 weeks to prepare. He's going to have something cooked up for Steve Spagnuolo and this Chiefs defense. You don't think it's not going to make Kyle Shanahan get him real happy to get the fullback out on a linebacker in space at the beginning of the game? I think you could do worse than that. That's what I'm going to bet on. Kyle Juszczyk, first touchdown of the game, 40-1.
That sounds like a little bit of a reach, Nick, but maybe you're right. Maybe you're onto something.
Well, 40-1 probably will lose, but hopefully it'll come first.
Those are very interesting. So when you look at the everyone likes to kind of put something down on the MVP, you know, the guy who would be, and everyone's going to think Mahomes, and for the 49ers, I don't know who the favorite might be, but if you had to get a long shot on each team for the MVP, who might that be?
Well, let's do San Francisco. I don't know if he's a long shot, so to speak, but I'll give you two. So Garoppolo's the favorite, obviously, because the quarterbacks generally win the MVP for the winning team. For San Francisco, I'll give you two. Kittle would be one, because I think Kittle's got the opportunity to have an absolutely monster game on Super Bowl Sunday. And the second would be Nick Bosa. And that kind of profiles in the same way Von Miller did when the Broncos beat the Panthers in Super Bowl 50. Look, like the reason I like San Francisco in this game is because, kind of like the Giants did in Super Bowls 42 and 46, they can get pressure on the quarterback just rushing only forward. Bosa, Armstead, Solomon Thomas, D. Ford. And then you can drop seven back in coverage. And Bosa's obviously the most talented of those pass rushers. So I think he profiles where if you're going to pick a defensive player to win MVP for the San Francisco 49ers, I think Nick Bosa would have to be the bet. For the Kansas City Chiefs on offense, like, what would have to happen for, like, Tyreek Hill, like, would have to have, let's say, for instance, like, seven catches, 193 yards, and three touchdowns for someone other than Patrick Mahomes on this Chiefs offense to win MVP. Like, if the Chiefs are winning this game, Mahomes is going to win MVP, unless, like, someone on defense has an insane game. And if someone on defense has an insane game, let's take a shot on someone who's got the opportunity to take the ball to the house on the other side, a versatile playmaker, Honey Badger, don't care. Tyrann Mathieu would be my choice, my dark horse for the Chiefs to win MVP on the defensive side of the ball.
Do you is there anything that you particularly like in terms of the rushing quarterback issue with Mahomes? Dustin has been trying to get us to make that wager since it was 24 points. He claims it's or 24 yards. He claims it's going up to 31 because he invested so much money in it.
Dustin, by the way, I got that email from the American Dream, Dustin Rhodes, earlier this week that he was taking the Patrick Mahomes rushing over. Dusty, brother, I got to tell you, man, it's like Dusty said in the 80s, you know, in NWA, like, we're getting under hard times, man. I think you may face some hard times on Sunday with this one, my friend. There's a chance, but it's not going to be like it was against Tennessee where the Titans were like, okay, we're going to rush three or four guys and then we're going to drop everyone back into coverage. The problem is, the Titans' defensive line, they couldn't get any pressure. Like, it was like Mahomes had all day to throw, and he would just kind of, like, squirt out of the backfield, run for 15 yards, and, you know, they'd do the same thing the next play. It was like Madden. It was like a video game. It was stupid. He's not going to be able to do that against the 49ers. They're a lot faster. The pass rush is a lot better. So, look, there's a chance that Mahomes has some scrambles in this game because he's running for his life. But it ain't going to be like it was against Tennessee when he's just like casually like a Sunday saunter down the field 15 yards and a first down. So I would actually look for the under on this Mahomes prop. So come Super Bowl Sunday, the American dream, Dustin Rhodes and I, we shall be mortal enemies. I look forward to it.
So, Nick, besides, Dustin is waving at you furiously in here. He's kind of dismissing
everything.
See you
on Sunday, Nick.
Okay, so see you Sunday.
So let's go, baby. I'll be Ric Flair. You be Dusty Rhodes. This is your win.
Before we let you go, you mentioned the anthem. Any other favorite non-game prop bets that you like to look at?
Okay, so I don't – books kind of pulled this down because I feel like information has kind of gotten out on the first songs that are going to get played at halftime of the Super Bowl. So when we ended the show last night, we were all trying to furiously get some bets in on like the first song for Shakira and the first song for Jennifer Lopez. I'll say this. Now, I don't know if like – I feel like maybe like kind of the stuff that's been whispered out there may be correct. If you're going to bet Shakira and you're looking for a first song for Shakira, I would just take a look at that board and see like, what do you think would make the most sense for an opener? And maybe kind of look at that for as it concerns Shakira. But those are really fun bets to make. Like first, because there actually is a little bit of handicapping that goes into that. Now, it's not sports handicapping, but like when you look at Jennifer Lopez's song catalog, for instance, I thought I only knew like one Jennifer Lopez song, and then I'm looking at this list and I'm like, Jennifer Lopez has got some bangers. She got some good songs here. And then it's trying to determine like what's the order going to be, like what are they going to close with? What do you think the best opening song out of all these songs is? So that's a really fun one as well. And again, it's one of those where like the anticipation builds as halftime, the halftime show starts to get set up, and then like they come out and then you hear the first chord and you either win or lose. I think stuff like that's pretty exciting. So coin toss is always a good one for me, national anthem, and I'll have some shekels down for sure on those first songs to be played by Shakira and Jennifer Lopez.
Nick, thanks a ton. We appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Nick.
Can't wait to come to Chicago this weekend, and of course, wishing everyone on Super Bowl Sunday, Minimal Sweats winning bets, and the absolute very best of luck. Can't wait to talk to everyone coming up Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Central Time on 670 The Score in Chicago. Thank you guys very much.
All righty, Nick. Great stuff. That was Radio.com sports betting insider Nick Kostos. And again, go check out Nick on You Better You Bet every night on the Radio.com app. Give it a listen. And thanks again to Nick.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.